This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That intro so much, and yes, as we did promise, Sithe Sizobanaye, uAsande Mhlongo, uBebe, right?
Yes,
also Miss Kokola nje, malunga nebusiness lakhe as an MUT student. On top of that, he is a first year student. So, take us through, Asande. How are you?
I am good, and how are you?
Siyaphila mfethu. So, ubani uAsande, udume ngani, wenzani empilweni?
Hey, I want to go Asanda is many things.
Mm-hmm.
For one, go Asanda Ramhlongo, go muntu driven kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
So I can also say which I'm a multi-talented person because I can dance, sing,
ooh,
and I can also act, which mm-hmm. is why I ended up creating this production, which mm-hmm. is called Ibandla Production.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so, yeah, then and by the way, so there's a video that has gone viral in MUT pages of Agent,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Which was, you know, doing the bangings, and that was me.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but sure. Yeah, that is me.
Mm-hmm. So as we get into the business side, because with students on a budget. So what happens is with student on a budget, normally we get students from MUT, umuntu azosixoxela njenge business lakhe, and sizule na ukuthiwa uyi business owner, noma business founder, entrepreneur, epanta. So Spatelin, today, what is your business?
Okay, so the business that I came here for is my media company, which is called Ibandla Production.
Mm-hmm.
And I founded it this year,
mm-hmm.
and I made it based on MUT.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to benefit the MUT students. It is going to benefit and some of the students who are not MUT students,
mm-hmm.
because what we'll be doing, we're going to make up stories that will portray and give lessons of what happens to tertiary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I can make a difference through this production.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the ones that want to pursue maybe something in this in the entertainment
industry, media.
Industry. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they can, you know,
mm-hmm.
Be boosted, and mm-hmm. so that they can have a background or something to just say, hey, I did this at MUT.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That sounds great, Nem. And Australia, what inspired you to start this business?
Yo.
Mean inspiration behind it.
Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
What I can say, what inspired me is my genes.
Your genes. Shout out to the boys. Yeah,
I call them Ibandla, mm-hmm. which is why I ended up calling this production Ibandla.
That's the name.
Because of the togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ibandla, it means that but and then that is why I ended up calling with Ibandla Production.
Mm-hmm.
And ngiyumuntu ohlezi ecabanga, I always have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So lama ideas akhona ngiyabe creative kakhulu, ngisho ukuthi yabo nje ngiyacabanga, just feel the moment at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Bogoti, no man. And I will be answer rest as a scat, like, isn't it? And I said, hey, no man. Yazi, if I could do something like this,
sure.
Maybe I could change someone's life.
Yes.
Ngoba omunye umuntu yadinga ukuthi kube khona nje, kube khona into azibuka that will change his or her life, or
sure.
maybe will change his or her perspective,
sure.
of how he sees life,
yabo, mm-hmm.
and especially with Tisha.
Because mm-hmm.
okunye there are bad things and good things with Tisha.
Yes.
So we want to portray ubone futhi ukuthi ezizi into zidalwa wena ukuthi sizise.
That's amazing. Manje now that you named your company Ibandla because of ithimba lakho philisana na baba bafana. Baba bafana.
All is late. I called them of me at the chairs and the critic shower.
Hey.
Oh, you say, lady, but right here, she's a woman, she's a girl.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's be lady.
Okay.
I was hoping to be busy back on an abo, but again, about to buy a little up back on.
Ah, that's amazing. And also, what is your process for planning and organizing a production?
Okay. From making the production,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like from the beginning,
yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So firstly, I called the gents and just gave them the idea and they loved it. So after the idea, now we have to put together. There has to be a writer, there has to be scene directors, director, co-director, cinematographers, the ones who be shooting the whole stories, and the ones responsible for the lighting and so on. And so we just distributed the roles amongst each other.
Yeah.
And then luckily I knew this writer, Asipo is her name.
Sure.
And then I gave her the idea and she loved it because she wanted a project like this one. And then after that, obviously I have to market the production so that they can be people that will come and act. So now I made up a statement and then send it out to all the WhatsApp groups on MUT.
Sure.
And then actors and actresses came forward and then we started briefing. We had our first workshop that week. We had in total 6 workshops.
Sure.
So that we can have the same mindset and we did some few rehearsals there and there because there are some who didn't have much of the background of acting.
Sure.
And then again then yesterday we did our first rehearsal on episode 1. So we'll start shooting it next week. Monday or Tuesday.
Sure. That's amazing.
Magic, how do you manage my budgets and check my expenses? That
one has been difficult because at first we had to put a capital of our own. So as the management, there's 9 of us. As the management, we contributed so that we can have the startup capital because we need equipment. Although, you know, still minor things, but hopefully we'll get there.
Am I teething problems? Ne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Now, since it's Dr. Lande, can you share an example of a production challenge and what we overcome again? Gonzalande, make sure you show to anything in Pegana Nazon is overcome again.
Yeah. Hey, when I get up for shooting, I'm shooting. So, is that there are many ideas at once.
Yeah, sure.
So, I have this idea because as a director, I want it to be like this. And then I have to listen what the other person have to say. And then it sometimes clashes to what I want in that scene, for example. So, sometimes it's just managing a whole lot of people because intimacy na batabaning, you know, sometimes they are ideas but in overcoming that you just sit with the management and just ask them, okay guys, how can we do this? And then they always come with ideas and solutions.
That's
how we overcome.
And also, Njongo, about you student, how do you manage my finances? Njongo, bune business el kanje, because that's what we called you here for.
You still need to eat.
Yes, imali akuyenze njani, ngoba you need to eat, you need to have impahla, you need to have maybe imali transport and all that. As a student, how do you handle imali yakho? And also, how would you advise a senior student esifuna ukwengena kule industry yakho ukuthi imali yakho nasisebenzise kanjani?
Okay, so managing finances firstly is very difficult, but it has less stress because I have people helping me. So what I do, I try to do the most because I'm the one who came with the idea and I want it to prosper. So I just calculate the amount. Okay, it's fine. I won't buy this month because I want this. And then I sacrifice that. But I make sure that I get my needs.
That's amazing. Yeah, but let's update the manager. I'm on social media accounts. Putting it in number WhatsApp. Yes.
On Facebook, Ibanda Production.
Sure.
And on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Ibanda Production. Tune in, guys. Tune in. Subscribe, like, there are videos of our first workshops and on our short description videos with the management and on TikTok also even the production.
Masoti Jai guys, tune in and subscribe. Got you influencers. No. Hi guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel.
But also Jay, you know, tell us what to cast on casting in me.
Yes. Like,
so look cast on that. Casting director just straight.
Yes. So cast your night.
Oh, and also a number that people can get information on 0647931827.
I see Peter Footy 0647931827. From Ibanda Production. Yeah, shout out to you, Fedu and Sabankulu, for coming through to Vukubanga Breakfast Show. What inspiration among my students? I'm definitely sure. If I was Zwang students as MUT, I'm Kwazulele Kupi.
And good luck. Good luck.
I don't need it.
Good luck.
I don't need it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.